all that one could give me. But it goes better to where I am being. The other person that was there, I would not believe in the capability of our own thoughts. And I think it's always an issue that goes better to where the possession or the use of these weapons by any force gives them any practical advantage. And I don't think there is any scientific proof to that. If you use blind faith, you may decide to get any technical advantage. So that he should be able to play those measures without having to come back to panic. So that's why you should set that appointment. In other words, that a person who will have to be named once the action is implemented, whether it is necessary to come up with lower levels of the implementation of such. In phase 9, that mentioned close to there in phase 9, but I think you raised the issue as well with regard to that issue. With regard to the changing of the copy of this regulation. And I think your question was to a large extent whether this should be in consultation with this committee or with Parliament for the issue that is able for your conviction. Again, I think we try to explain this a little bit. The idea here is that regulations by their nature are delegated legislation. The minister has the power to make regulations because you give him the power to do so. For the purposes of the delegation and administration of the act. So the practice or the convention is always that the minister will do that within the prescript that he gives. But there is nothing preventing him from coming to Parliament at any stage and saying, you have given me the power to do this, and this is what I've done about. So I think it is incumbent upon this committee again to take a policy decision whether they would like that consultation to take place before or after. But our view is that, our proposal is that it should be after, not before. Again, in lines 5 to 15, Chair, we give you the issue of delegation. I think Mr. Dada went to town to suggest that in certain circumstances, it's not always possible for a person at the level of the minister, or maybe even at the level of the Secretary of Defense and the Chief of the Defense Force, to discharge the functions of the power that are always given to them. A situation which always necessitates that these powers be devolved to lower levels, and we place a restriction in this regard. That devolution can only happen up to the level of a director, the brigadier general, or a rear admiral, junior grade in terms of army officer. And of course, there is any delegation of this power by the minister to any of those officials. Does not absolve the minister of accountability to this house or to the Congress. The last part deals simply with the issue of short titling and commencement in 920. As the actor, you will take note that we will come into this on the day to the chief consultant and proclamation. This really is the time of short in our legislation. We don't usually set a day for time. So, Chair, I think I try to, without really going into line by line, give you an essence of a picture of what we seek to achieve. I hope I've done that.
Thank you very much, Madam. Well, you know, there's one call in the classroom. I think we have gone line by line, which I think we have. Well, at a higher level than that. Therefore, you have summarized it very well in terms of the issue that the second law comes up and the intention of the lawmaker in drafting this issue. Of course, we're told that the army, Mr. Leroux, as a civilian, are the people who develop what you call strategic plan, it comes from the army. So army is a very advanced institution. Although it has backward in terms of its hierarchy, 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 but in terms of his teaching, in terms of his learning, this is an advanced institution. Now, you can see the summer was very crisp. Very crisp in terms of what are the issues that are here. Colleagues, I think all of us were there. What are the issues? Now, I will start with the definition. If there's anything that you want to change, amend, deal with, and so on, is then,
well. Through you, Chairperson, just before we start with that person,
yeah.
I had under the impression that you might have different version of this video. I don't want to confirm whether all you have seen there. It's the one that Mr. Taylor was reading from the other that we visited yesterday.
The Jesus and
this. This pagan. Pagan D.
The Jesus was being before it was engaged by the aliens.
Mm-hmm.
Now the Jesus and this an amended version from the translation. If you talk in terms of the language of you can say the latest. Therefore, it means that these are the things. It's the one that we are not very
comfortable
with. Thank you. These are the things. It means to speak and talk and sing from the same Hebrew. We say these are the things. That one we can protect, we can understand what of the amendments and so on. Then, colleagues, can we engage in that process? I started already with the booby trap. Another technique. Are there anything that you think that, from your own perspective, your own opinion, you must enrich on the definition? Maybe you can include the FPUs there. And the FPUs. No, the FPUs. The FPUs. And the FPUs. And say no. They can be given the title of the police. Police officer. Any other, anything, colleague? If none, then we come to the object. Of the day. Then come to the extraterrestrial. Any view, Mr. Leroux?
No.
I know you always look after the interest of the subject. If you remember, only Mr. Leroux, you look after them very well. You must even get your brain. So you get that beyond our model, you take care of that very soon. Now, then we have to come to chapter 2, what they call disease and restrictions, offense and penalty. Any view on the antipersonal mind? Landscape bull fragment. Mind could be pressed and other devices. Any student, Baba Jirela, it means that I was saying here that let's say there's a combat. Now, Amakos can meet them in the outpushing. It means you can't cut them. The enemy, you can't use Gubi cut to ensure that they are there to be. Doesn't mean that they are here. The issue of using bullet traps is prohibited completely when you are in combat. It means then in the vocabulary, is what we are saying, of the soldiers, they must know that this thing of bullet traps as part of fighting is no longer part of it. It's removed from their training.
even from their training. That does not mean that you said you are.
To further this behalf, this parliament thing.
Yeah.
I think the section is content about placing limitations. We are saying we are not there anymore. We are not
putting.
We are placing limitations and
protections.
To say you can use them as an instrument, but if you use them, you must therefore take certain precautions to ensure that they target, they discriminate, they target the person that you want to attack. Not some young girl who is going to play some talk on the other side of the world. But it should be a target, the person that you are looking for. And even at the time, the person should effectively be rendered ineffective so that you can catch him in the treatment. It can be used, but under certain conditions. But that is it.
Okay. Do you have a third call? Okay. Then can you go to the other work on? Any comments there, young lover? Lightning days, the other one, any comments? On facts and penalties? Bob.
That's just it. Nine. My concern is the person. This one. That person. Now, as I see, Melody will be able to use some of these weapons. But when the contribution comes, it is just a person. Now, not in this person, it's ordered.
Yeah, you have one.
You know it for you.
I think it's a possibility. Yeah, I think that's a view expressed by I think it's one very clear that how to deal with people who gave order in the army of given an order. And in the army you comply and complain later. That's the point of the army. Now what happens when it happens that happens? Let's see if someone how was the report?
Indeed, the defense must train its members. The only lawful command must be obeyed. If certain instructor as a platoon commander issue a lawful command, this member is not blindly obeying a lawful command. So even if you end up having him, he can raise this because of this order given to me by my platoon commander was unlawful command. As these people indicated, even during his last trial, in the middle of trial, those who represented to carry out this unlawful command doing all these horrible things, they were tried and convicted, despite acting under the supervision of them, or taking command from Hitler. Also, we also have to bear in mind that there is an obligation for the DOD to the minister to ensure that we train our members to know the exactly what is it we are supposed to do in line with this text. So training will also enlighten, educate our members what is it they can do, what is it they cannot do. So when that kind of law or what is given that is contrary to the spirit of this text, then they will be able to think for themselves and say, sir, we do respect, this is not in line with the text. And also the supervisor will also be trained. He is supposed to know better, not the issue and not for comments. He's supposed to know.
I will have to
Okay.
Let's check it in law.
Yeah.
Let's leave it from the world of the day pattern. In law, is it supposed to be like that, or is it taken as something that is supposed to do that? Mr. Lavalle, let's hear from you now.
Yes, indeed, and I'm listening to it with General Mono's explanation. Look, the reality is there will be differences to it. I mean, what we see in Chuan is an obviously illegal order, but not necessarily is so obvious to another person. Therefore, we need to acknowledge that there will be differences that another measure of courage. Yeah, I know that within the military justice system, I mean, the giving of unlawful order is an offense. And then perhaps they might argue the defense that they can charge that person within the military justice system. If you look at this particular I mean, it does give civilian court jurisdiction. It doesn't make the court to try contravention of this particular bill. Now you have a situation where this guy who was given this obviously illegal order and who did not appreciate the illegality of acting upon that, being tried most probably in a civilian court. Now you've got this appearing who gave this order. And that would be that. Not to think that another to go to. As a person.
Yeah.
And whether that person would be tried by Mr. Mono and Mr. Tigela in the military might be something that we might not know, might never happen. Perhaps it is something that we're looking into. Perhaps we might have come and say, this is
different interpretation, but that is basically how I interpret this particular problem.
Thank you.
Okay. My ruling is that let's give our legal person here, our legal group, our legalist, to interact with yourself and look at it. And then give it to the group part. In the future, but there's no experience match. We can go through and those things, but we are able to engage at that level, not the level of lay person. Sometimes you lose them, they're left. I think it will change like that. Any other opinion around the surrender of the project weapons? I mean, last time people raised the issue of 6 months. And Mr. Zileda said, no, the 6 months stay is just a convention. You know, we've been doing that yesterday, therefore we think that's fine. You don't break what is not broken. You don't think what is not broken. That's how we explain this one. The 19th is very difficult. And I think the other thing is informed also at times by the issue of the magnanimity of the issue outside there. That you have to allow the people to come. This thing is a difficult thing. Who can assist us properly? That's what we
only people to Ambia. They don't understand that. They're only Ambia. Somebody else. Somebody else.
Can we just go back to those nine for a second? The person called the lien, what would be a person given an illegal instruction? So he would be property. Is that not what is meant by an eye? It's not only the guy who's going to carry out the deed, but it's the instructor who is being illegal instruction. Is this called the lien and if we lose the instruction?
Now the father said, you must look at it. So the end is engagement, give us what we
want. I tend to agree with this. In law, we talk about accomplices, we talk about co-perpetrators, those who act before the fact and those who act after the fact. We talk about those people, I think they are common too.
That's fine. I don't think there's a disagreement. But let's look at legally. We must talk to each other about that one. I don't think there's any harm. But at the same time, there's no harm in us expressing our opinion in this world. As we have here, we can explain. I think it's understated. And then we go to Salem after the people call situation to tell you that. The issue that was raised here was 6 months ago, I was looking at people to say, no, I have this report, I'm surrendering it. I want to give the state. Still, a country is in a red prison. What is the feeling of the Roma?
I think
that's it. Let's leave it in the 6 months. Any other view? But what are the things that people get with that deal? They leave things off the last minute. On everything. Whether you talk about converting off license from that thing, off the ID to a card, so on. Everything is left off the last minute. Anything. Who lends it? They come. Long tools and so on. That's what happens. But we hope that these robots are not in abundance.
Yeah.
That's how we go, because the majority. I don't think this will work and so on. Therefore, it might not be a major issue. Well, that's why I think the Minister of State worked on, you know, the skills, the everything. They are in abundance, you know, out there. That's why you find that they are fed from time to time. And all that. That's what I get. Welcome, Juan. This is Boundaries. You know him. He's a veteran of the commission. You can see him through his gold hair, like now he is. Eating a lot of Christmas food, I know that. He's been around for some time.
Not me now.
He raised an issue with the gold hope, that's it. He said that he wanted to pay that he takes into account the fact that the non-detectable fragments are not the definition. That is a must in the definition, because he is very. And also, when we come back here, having looked at him, he was not coming from the DNA. I must put a complimentary, so that he doesn't think that he was not here for the one. Now, the issue then that we are raising a question on here, on care, on this parameter, is that we are talking on line number 3, that 6 months from the date of the commencement of the act, notify. Now, the question that has been raised is that this notification, what does it constitute? Is it a phone call or whatever? What is it when you say you notify the police officer in terms of your own understand, so that you understand the way you think. Can you respond?
Notification is not defined in this act as such. It's something that we intend that there was really a need for regulation. When now the exact management will be explaining exactly what you mean by that, are you starting everything in writing and so forth. That is why we wanted to keep the deal as short as possible, then the regulations will give me to all what exactly the process, the procedure that must be followed.
I'm afraid that is in the regulation to define this issue, to deal with this issue. Remember, what is your opinion, Chief?
Now, that must give the person now more work to do. That's not cumbersome. Once you have this act and you are looking at it, you also have to look for regulation. Why is the notification not defined here? Because it seems to be a very important aspect of this notification, because that's where a person escapes being prosecuted or being arrested. Would it make this being too long, this that notification were to be part of the definition, to avoid the person having to look at this thing at the act and thereafter go and look for regulation? Why is it not safe here?
All right.
Well,
thank
you, sir. In my apologies, I have said my apologies earlier on, but I had to skip that off of the meeting. That I was in, because they were not making
headway.
But, I would agree in the concept that some of the details of any act or any deed must be in the regulation. Because once you put them in an act, if it does not work, it means that you must go and change, that you go and make an amendment in the act. Rather than if you have it in the regulation, if it doesn't work, it doesn't cause us to amend it to amend what's in the act. It's only changing of the regulation. I think the flexibility of the regulation in that form. But I think I concur with you where that said, we'll make those regulations, but let's see them. So that we acquaint ourselves with the regulations as well. But I think to go and put details in the act, I don't think it will work. I think the regulations are there. To help us in that, why are we now doing it? Because the act is always some detail when you read the act.
Okay.
Thank you.
I do not agree that the parliament that must come to us is dealing with also this one. But I think that the two both have merit. They are not in conflict. It's in a barrier. Here's the thing. Look at whether notification cannot be in the definition as an important thing. Oh, that's the part of the look at that and prevent what I think in the future. It's not the end of the home. You still have the home to engage in this thing. So, as the word means, it's fine call. Now we'll take that in that way. Of course, Mabara, when you engage, you know, you engage also to take your right out of that. It's part of the legalism. That's it.
It's not
there. You know, we won't have to fight the legalism.
No, they're always there.
They're always there. Guess what? Is there any issue that is going to raise for this one? If none, can we then go to the issue of reporting? What then? I think what we're raising here, which I think we must go and look at it also, and come with a formulation that we understand the intention of the lawmaker. You know the minister. When he or she, it would be nice to have a woman minister. That when the minister reports to the UN, the UN is the most important multilateral body in the world. Safe to say that, of course, I mean, there's been a big weakening by two things. One, the lack of transformation. Two, the unilateralism that has been taken by the Bush and Tony Blair. Those, I think, are tied to weakening a bit. But generally, it's the most important institution. Now, if you, when you go there, you say, I speak on behalf of the people of South Africa. In ways and in writing. If you do so, to me, I think there must be, you are speaking as an American. Then to me, I think you must be able to touch this with the structure that represents the people of South Africa, which is paramount. Therefore, I think it's better that then that before the report goes out to the UN, Parliament has confirmed. It means making a move. Now you can speak with pride, with the mandate and authority that this thing, the report I'm doing, is on down the floor of the thing. To me, I think therefore then when you look at the legalese, look at that with the intention of saying, you know, Parliament must make an input, maybe give a temporary Parliament that within this field, it must make an input so that we're looking at another minister, so the minister is able to take the views of Parliament when we make a report internationally. Mr. Nawal, what do you think about it? What do you think the good of also?
But in terms of your continual monitoring other people doing holistic reports and very objective reports, that you need some kind of mechanism that will continuously monitor what is happening before you actually commit it, because we have an invitation to put them to the news. That's what we share from the point of view, is that mechanism is part of it. That will support the ministry from time. I know, I'm not saying that you can, I'm not sure. But that specific mechanism that will ensure that there is a strict continuous monitor. So when you come up with a report, it's a well informed report that there must be anything to change.
I think that is very important issue that is the prerogative of this committee from time to time, based on its program schedule, to call the department in, to come and account, how far are you with this and so forth. Yes, there might be maybe other alternatives that can be used to support or to ensure that it's compliant, but by calling out that we are here before you at the department, or is that this?
We find that on matters related to control of arms, they pay particular attention to that. You know that there is a specific report on the entry between control of arms and honor of arms. One would therefore assume that when they are doing the audit, they would therefore look at compliance by the Defense Department against obligations emanating from the particular. But suppose that together with our own mechanism inside, the infected gender analysis structure, would ensure that the report that comes out is indeed much more comprehensive and much more independent.
I don't know.
Yeah, I think the other mechanism that they're talking about is in order to address your question, what you raised earlier on, you talked about regulation. I don't know if we could, within a position as a committee, maybe suggest that from time to time, maybe cross and could.
That you want to say that they must look in the regulations that they must present the report twice a year to government, including the consolidated report that will be going to the U.S.
Yeah, the first one will be the
final
one, and the next one will be the final one before it goes to the U.S.
What is the feeling of the committee member?
The report you are talking about, isn't that the procedure that the report will be sent to Parliament?
Mm-hmm.
It will be sent to Parliament, where the Secretary of Parliament will have. Then the report, before it comes, it will have to come through the relevant select committee to be discussed then. It is the one that will then recommend in the House that the next is fine. Now, if they have to do it, twice a year, how is that going to happen?
Yeah.
I think the article that is on how we do this matter is talking about the payment of the poor. I thought when we talk about this, we talk about the payment of the U.S. And this particular matter that I've been writing, we're talking about the society. And that's the point. The annual report that we're talking about that we're referring to the UNOR, that's the report that specifically deals
with the organization. No, what is happening is that I think there is a disconnect, not much among those parties. What there is this clause level says is that the department will develop that report every year. And this report will be then presented by the minister at the political level to the UN through the Foreign Affairs. That's what this is saying. Meaning that there's an obligation in terms of this law that every year countries must report to the UN about these issues that are here. Now, Uba Wuse says that, no, let's take Imam's report first. Imam's report and Imam's report. Why go to, before it goes to Imam? Uba Wuse says no. There's no benefit of that. Getting a report once is a better thing. You comment what is a consolidated report, the final thing. That you send. Before you send, we get it here, we comment on it, we send back to the department, it takes comment into cognizance, if it takes a comment from DS, from Parliament, and then be able to ensure that the report is sent to the UN. Meaning that what we are saying is that Parliament as an institution must make an improvement on the report as an oversight body that does oversight work against the government. To say that I'm not better. Now, the first problem is race in terms of the approach. I must say that grasping myself from this side of the house, I feel like that. I think it is suffices from us that we are able to serve the Lord, to pay that tax issues are under the board once a year. However, as you said, you can say continuously, the community has an obligation, if it wants to call you at any time. So as a common account. Because if you put it in law to say no once, twice a year or whatever you come, if you come, it hasn't set anything in terms of what are your kinds of things. And we rely upon that ourselves, so we'll be doing our own work of oversight. When the time comes for that period at the end of the year to give the report, we'll be able to take input based on our students that will contribute over a year. Now I'm saying that even myself, I'm attracted to one moment in terms of the approach. But we're saying that you must look at that yourself and be able to accomplish it. But don't it. You do not become a now it's a different specifically.
That will continue to do our homework as well. I should do that also. In short, I think it's like this
part. The reason for being here in Bombay, the reason is to show my company. I'm on monitoring the focusing of the Committee of Defense. He specifically focused with undivided attention to defense yourself. Now, the why is here in the first floor on this particular monitoring. Now, I'll give you the background. Well, I think we agree on this one. We are saying that look at this, and we need to make a proposal to our system of organization. But we understand our intention at the conceptual level. Then we go to the power to require information on the square. Any issue there? About.
On this point that you just at some point I got the view that we want to the committee parliament wants to see support before this if it goes to the
problem. I'm very clear about that. On one part, any issue? If none, can we then move to the general provision? I think the issue, the point that was raised that exemptions, you know, there are always, in any big law, a rule. There's always an exemption. An exception to the rule. It's for further purposes. To me, I think it's important that you have. Indeed. Guidelines and training, for training purposes. Regulation. On regulation, we want to come with Miguel Abbey, a very important point. He says, the parliament is delegated the power to do this in, to the executive, implementation of the law. Now, it is taken as given. That responsibility is the responsibility that he exerts, does, and implements by inform. On another bill, we said the other way of discussion, where we said that the parliament has abdicated its responsibility. That by convention, it delegated its responsibility. We said now we are calling the delegation at this committee in all instances around the committee. It means that the regulation will be done by the minister, fine. in terms of the amount of bills in our acts. However, before they are finalized, they will come here. So that we make it good. The intention is to ensure that we check whether these regulations are in line with the act. I wanted to be a lawyer here.
I wanted to be a legal chair.
I just get my wife. Now, that's what we express a view on in terms of summarization. Meaning, therefore, that at your level, you must be able to put in legal care. That's what I'm articulating. But I'm sure that I'm not misrepresenting the view of the committee that was brought to you in earlier legislation. That's making it bounded. And what happens if this is happening? Let's assume tomorrow mother is calm. Or maybe, let's not even mother, we have a government of national unity or a hung parliament. Then we have an executive that is the other one comes from the other party and the other party. The minister of safety, other party, the minister of defense, other party. To me, I think it's more neater if you say after consultation. So that the power resides with the Minister of Defense. Yeah. You consult with others and so on. And I think you can say there that after consultation with the Minister of Safety and I think the Parliament, whatever, it's fine. To me, I think the issue of sometimes the thing of looking at good times. We must know that a law must be sustained. A law must be able to withstand the test of time. And this thing of powers being concurrent at times, it becomes a problem. Because at times there is a situation where what we have is a good time and not one. And you must find that the law will stand that people, that, you know, who is in charge of the law? I'll consult you and hear your views, but I don't know if they're taking this. The legislation is on my side. Now I'm saying, I'll be here to hear your thoughts, General. I'll be here to hear your thoughts. You know, I'll make an example. You know where the difficulty at your local government level, particularly the topic of the rotation, because of this hard cancer. Things are not moving well, and it's a quite an experience. Now, nobody might find that tomorrow, Mr. Leroux, by miracle of history, you know, miracle is something that is not expected in the world of dreams, but it happens sometimes, by miracle. He gets stronger and he takes over the country. Then that you find that there's this situation of harm people. Where you find that this minister will come from different parties. And you find that sometimes the acronyms of issues is not good. It's not easy. to me, I think, I'd like to give a reason why we think about it. Nobody thought that Kenya would be in this situation that we've seen. Nobody. I mean, Kenya has been saying throughout, and it has been a model of unity and development. And I'm saying things happen. But sometimes when it goes on their hands, they don't think that it is the right one or the other. But one here from the side, maybe there were reasons that maybe we come to that in consultation.
Thank you, Honorable Chairperson. The issue that you've raised is very important here. Sometimes we come up and think it's a problem, not paralysis. Take into account that the police there, the role to play there. When there's a surrender of this weapon that you are referring to and so forth, and this is the resolution, we need to indicate what kind of notification should take place. It was in that basis that there should be consulted, there should be consultation. But however, we can look into this issue, though that consultation is very important, let's all agree that we need to consult. But the waiting of it, maybe, like you said, so that we don't have a situation where if we disagree with the police, then everything comes to a stand.
Think about it. When you come to the next meeting of Abraham, think about it. So I may not have what is it that has been in the program. But many of you follow as well.
Chapter 10, to me, this law should be welcomed. It just seems to me that by and large, the police are going to be the implementers of this law. In terms of one, the notification that he has referred to, two, the fact that they have got to arrest people that are not acting in accordance with this law and have them prosecuted. And therefore, it is important that the Minister of State and the Authority is satisfied that the regulations that are drafted by the Minister of Defense are regulations that are working because the larger part of those regulations are so good that it will be dealing with the people who do not comply with the law. That is why I think in consultation is not out of order in this law. No, after consultation sometimes means nothing. Because you can say, I'm listening to you and I'm going to do what I want to do. That is after consultation. But in consultation means that you will debate and debate and debate until you reach a common ground. I heard the Honorable Jarrell saying, by the way, in South Africa for the next 10 years, there won't be these things like that. That you see in Kenya. You are saying that a few moments ago, before we started. But I think that the simple solution is not out of order.
Okay, let's please remember. One, probably not out of order, but we'll hear it together. Yes.
Chairperson, I think Mr. Manuel is on the right. To me, the police and the defense, these are they operate on a train base. Both are committed in the face. And in that way, I think in
the other one, but they're trained to kill. Or rather, they're trained to
answering the question, therefore, you need to remain in consultation. Because the other one does not negotiate. Jumping tell you the right, he says, stop. If you don't stop, I shoot you. And the other will say, stop. These are your lives because you're A, B, C, D. And therefore, they must remain in consultation. And that will take the two of them, they should be committed. After consultation, they usually say, they put in the donor's stomach. You can say whatever you want to say. I'll listen. But you're fine. Okay, I'll go what you say. I'll go my way. And that can put the country in, plunge the country in jeopardy. Because if the police have put it in, they have made it in. And the soldiers say, you go that way. The police say, fine. We fold our arms. Then what? Hence, I think, they can one thing, but I think in consultation, let's keep the two committed. Thank you.
Marcelo?
No, totally okay. You know, we must think what must be the implementation. The implementation is taking away the weapons that can destroy the infrastructure. So it's not that the implementation is protection. It's taking away. Now, it will be the same for the people that will have to report to the U.S. Not that. What do they report?
I think we agree that the team must look at it, present pros and cons. This is unique to that. This is that.
Yeah.
And I think it takes a full agreement. We will have a second part. But at the end, it doesn't be taken. It's not a second part at all. Well, the engine was a first stop, both sides. Then, I mean, move. Then we go to what else? The regulation, the delegation. This is Mr. Tassel Claw. The delegation. Any view here? This is one of the
first.
Now, this is going to address this one, then the issue of the short title and commitment. Any other issues? If not, I think the leadership, to the general, will take cognizance of that point of view.
You know, to have that break, that we will be given an information that will tell us which country is the convention, which one is that. So we will follow that information. I think it will permit Shantaka to be really concerned. This is very important because I know that the protocol is good for them. But I am about to get fish to see that at the end of the day, and don't do that. We need to have an idea.
Well, I think that document is available with the research. It was with the researcher of the portfolio committee. If you can just give to your colleague and try and source that document. But if I recall that judgment from that list, the big house was not in there.
Yes.
So,
it's not there?
No. I will get the document.
Thank
you, Lord Jefferson. Indeed, as we promised that we will look into this, my colleague did just into this yesterday, the accomplished my feedback.
Guardian.
Chairman, in the currency, as you can see, the convention of the protocol 1, 2, 3, 4, you find that countries, not all of them subscribe to all of them. You find one subscribing to protocol 1, another one, 2, another one, 3, and 4. But generally, the numbers are like this. You find that on protocol 1, there's 102 countries which are part of that. Just to draw their attention, obviously the USA is part of Protocol 1. And Protocol 2, there's 89 state parties which are members of that. The USA is part of Protocol 2. And the amendment Protocol 2, which is an amendment which we'll be making on here, there's 88 countries which are members of that, and the USA is part of that, isn't it? Yes, it is, including the UK and the UK and the US are both members of that. But when you come to Protocol 3, the UK is a member of that, but the USA is not. Protocol 4, the UK is a member, but the USA is actually not. But the numbers in general term is Protocol 1 equals 102, Protocol 2, 89. Protocol 397, Protocol 488, and Protocol 537. I don't know whether you want to need to go into a particular country. We have spoken about UK and US, and then China.
Yeah, if you can check this, this that has the Wi-Fi. The five. This that has the Jekyll power. The Jekyll power, this guy, that's controlling the land.
China currency is a member of all the protocols that I have. Say protocol 5, this is a new protocol. The other one is France, I suppose, part of the security council. France is a member of all of them, from 1 right up to 5. Let's look at Russia. The Russian Federation is also a member of all of them, including Protocol 5, which is actually the last one. So the indication is the majority of them are members of this particular convention, and they've ratified that. However, this information does not necessarily therefore go to the level of saying, have they enacted laws in their own country to implement, but they are members and they've ratified in terms of the communication.
All right. You know, in Parliament, if you quote a document, you must surrender it to the president.
Remember,
the rule of Parliament. You quote that document, you surrender to the president. No, what you mean, I'm parliamentary rule.
Yeah, I was wondering where is he quoting from? Chairman, I just wonder, there might have been part of the original. I'm now here on consultation with the key stakeholders. I read only the foreign affairs and the South African minister. She's near being excluded or is that an omission? Why is it being excluded? Because that being served in both. But it's happening in both. Now, why probably we are not compelled to be served in both?
Committee. The general is changing the position now. format in the Sonia. I said within the context. Now I wanted to know whether should I continue calling the general? That one the general remains the general. because I see that the general Mando Romesa is still called the general. Now I'm not sure if this title goes away. If you are a brigadier, at what level you have a title of military chief? I'm saying as a general, then you are supposed to. So that I know how to make the general, when I do the general, in that structure I have said.
Thank you, the Honorable Chairperson, members of the committee. It was a privilege for us as a department to appear before you. And the manner that we engage each other, the department and the committee, was quite fruitful and well spent. We will also give that feedback to the Secretary for Defense and the Minister when you go back to our department. I think with this kind of spirit is to put our country, South Africa, first to ratify some of the conventions and so on. Because really, whether you want to admit or not, in the outside world we agree that South Africa is playing very, very important role, not only in Friday, in our continent, in the world, in the world community. That's what we are busy here doing today after our British Council ratified it. Having said that, we are looking forward to our next engagement in the Northwest of the indicator. And to answer your question in conclusion, is that true? The certain rank that will be with you until you retire or until you die, as a general, is a permanent rank that is attached to you. Even as a general, we always say it's a general, retired in brackets, retired. Yeah. But there are instances where maybe if you relinquish your rank or title, maybe it could be something that is senior, unbecoming of an officer, that rank can be withdrawn permanently from you. But if you behave as a good officer and so forth, that rank from general up to general will remain with you the rest of your life.
Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. I think that our support will continue with the service. I'm old now, and you don't take beyond December. Therefore, you are paying for the time you're too old. I can't see. But I always wanted to have when you call me, they must be tricky. Therefore, if you say general, then in my case, it was going to be better. It was going to be easy way of attaining this tricky before you call my name. Well, I made a wrong choice.
Having said that, Chairperson, I think that also just said this opportunity to give some training to what General Mao is doing. Some of us are not really coming from that background. If we have some certain knowledge about the defense force of the country, what is the structure of the country? And as we continue to interact with you, it gives us an opportunity to actually have an understanding of what you are being challenged upon on a daily basis, the development of this country. And then we can say without any fear of contradiction that we are extremely efficient, that we have very capable, and that the country is safe. Especially when you listen to General Monitor's talking, Chairperson, if you were talking about this, that he has now left the position of General. Now he is a politician, as he said in the chamber. It is quite clear that we have not just invested in the U.S. And those capabilities, the capacities that you have, really benefit us. for those words you want to say from Shino to Buddha, what does the country have to do? And we are proud of this response.
And the one thing, all of you are invited to join us as the commander in chief here. I'm actually thinking about that. That all of you won't play a question the last. Thank you very much.
Yes. What is this?
There will be everything over there. Everything.
So the secretary program got taken in Parliament for the council of everybody in Ghana. And then the one bar manslaughter.